This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
People, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary, with love this Christmas day in Bethlehem upon that morn there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of whom God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem. Be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy sleep, babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger He was laid, and by His side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife.
That was the beautiful voice of Alison Krauss there, accompanied by Yo-Yo Ma. And the song she sang, The Wexford Carol, fits in so well with the first story I'm about to tell. It began with these words, "Good people all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son." The author of this story is unknown. You may have heard it before, but it's such a classic story. A farmer once mocked his wife's faith as she was getting herself and her children ready to go off to church one snowy Christmas. "How could God become human and take the form of a baby in Bethlehem. To him, the notion was ridiculous. He returned to the warmth of their cottage as she drove off. He dozed off to sleep by the fire as the weather worsened outside. Suddenly he was woken by a deafening thump on his roof, followed by more loud and weird noises in the yard outside. When he rushed out to find what was happening, he realized it had been snowing heavily and a large flock of wild geese had landed in his yard in a very confused state. They were unable to fly on as they couldn't see where they were going, and now they were stranded. The farmer knew they needed shelter or they would freeze to death. So he flung wide his barn doors and tried to usher them in so they could survive the freezing conditions. He did everything he could to get them into the barn, but all he did was frighten them. He tried enticing them in with breadcrumbs, stepping around them to sweep them forward with his hands, but nothing worked. He tried to lead them in, but that didn't work either. Totally frustrated and unable to save them, he yelled out, "Why don't they follow me? Can't they see the barn is the only place here where they can survive the storm? How can I save them? How can I get them to follow me?" Then he said to himself, "If only I could become like one of them, they would follow me and I would be able to lead them to safety." Suddenly he thought about what he had just said. "If only I could become like one of them, I would be able to lead them to safety." Then at last he understood God's plan for the world. He fell on his knees in the snow and he worshipped God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning all things were made. In him was life, light of all humankind. In him was light, author of day. And to the darkness came this wondrous light, a light the dark
song there was In the Beginning from my album The Christmas Story. Our reading today is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we read that as God spoke and created a world full of light, life, love and freedom, sadly human disobedience stepped in, bringing chaos. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, which we've just heard, God's Word became human and dwelt among us in order to lead us out of darkness and chaos and back into light. The prophet Isaiah named this coming Saviour as Emmanuel, which means God with us. How sad that there are still those who prefer the darkness. Our next song, A Christmas Carol, says this: "And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing." It's called It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and it's sung by the King's College, Cambridge. What is it we want from the year that lies ahead of us? Do we want more of the same kind of past? The Roman god Janus was often depicted with two heads, each facing in opposite directions, one looking to the future and the other at the back of his head peering into the past. I wonder if this is where our phrase two-faced comes from. We often journey through life like this, looking back and not always forward. Our next song encourages us not to look back at past regrets and mistakes, but to look forward to each new day with its endless possibilities and boundless opportunities. Forgiveness offered through Jesus means we can move on and leave the past behind us. The song is based upon a reading from Philippians 3:13-14. I wrote this at a time that I'd heard a story about a young lad who worked as a trapper boy in the coal mines. He'd been told to run and warn the men about a dangerous leak, and instead he escaped to the surface to save himself, and the men died. I asked myself, how does a person go through life carrying such a heavy burden like that one? But St. Paul tells us not to look back. Forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Beautiful words. A former pupil of mine did the most amazing dance to this once, dressed as that little trapper boy. It's a song called Don't Be Sad and Lonely.
Don't be sad and lonely. Don't let clouds surround you. Live your life. Don't waste it away. Leave the past behind.
Some very wise words from a recent Facebook post, which also spoke of leaving behind the regrets and mistakes of the past and moving on. These poignant words are by Sonia Renee Taylor, who writes, "We will not go back to normal. Normal never was. Our pre-corona existence was never normal, other than we normalized greed, inequity, exhaustion, depletion, extraction, disconnection, confusion, rage, hoarding, hate, and lack. We should not long to return, my friends. We are being given the opportunity to stitch a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature." Minnie Haskins, in her poem God Knows, wrote these lovely words. "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." Let's listen to a local folk singer now, Jeslo and the Bad Pennies, singing Christmas Thought.
When the presents are opened and the papers all torn, and the faces are smiling on a bright Christmas morn, spare a thought for those children who have nothing at all, like the child who was born in a stable. Sing peace,
sing peace all over the world,
bring peace
all over the world,
not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world. When you've eaten all the turkey and the Christmas pud, and you're all full up and you're feeling good, spare a thought for the children who are begging for food. They'd be glad of the scraps from your table. Sing peace
all over the world.
Bring peace
all over the world.
Not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world. When Santa has finished and the reindeer sleep. The snowman is melting up to bed, you'll creep. Spare a thought for the children who sleep out in the street. They'd be safer and warm in a stable. Sing peace,
peace all over the world.
Bring peace,
bring peace all over the world. Not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world.
Sing peace,
sing peace all over the world.
Bring peace,
bring peace all over the world. Not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, once said in one of his New Year addresses, "If we're welcoming to those in need, if we're generous in giving, if we take hold of our new future with determination and courage, then we will flourish. Living well together despite our differences, offering hospitality to the stranger and those in exile, with unshakable hope for the future, these are the gifts, the commands and the promises of Jesus Christ. They are also the foundations of our best shared values, traditions and practices in Britain. They make us the country we can be, a gift and source of confidence to this troubled world in which we live not only for ourselves, but as a beacon of hope, a city set on a hill." I opened my programme today telling a story about a flock of geese getting into difficulty, unable to help themselves on the ground. But it is said that when airborne, if one goose gets into difficulty and is forced to land, the others do too to give it support, which is probably what happened in that story. But also when geese fly together, they encourage one another by honking to each other. One leads as the others follow in V formation, which actually helps them to fly more easily on the updraft of other wings. And when the leader is tired, it falls back and another one takes the lead. All this is rather similar to the Archbishop's words to be a beacon this year of help and support for one another, to carry one another through our difficulties. Perhaps this might be our chief aim this coming year. I'd like to finish with a New Year's prayer from Iona Books by a friend of mine called Carol Dixon, and it's called Step Softly. And so let us pray. Step softly into your weeping world, incarnate God. Steep it in your love. Bring light into broken lives, warmth into frozen hearts, healing to all who are hurting, hope to those at war. May your peace pervade every place. Help us to approach this year filled with the joy of your companionship as we step out in faith with you, ready to face the future, whatever it may hold. Carol also sent me a copy of a recent song called The Blessing by Kari Jobe. It is the most consumed new CCM song of the year, and it has also won Worship Song of the Year at this year's GMA Dove Awards. And I defy anyone to listen to this and not be moved. So prepare to feel God's presence all around you as you listen to this song. And may God bless you and your loved ones in abundance this coming year. It's time to say goodbye now from me, Sheila Hamill, and Andrew Ridgewick, my technician.
Bye for now.
A happy new year to you all. God bless us, everyone. Bye for now.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Lord, turn his face toward you
and keep you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine.
upon you
and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you
and give you peace.
Second guessing, we know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children, and the children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations. Your family and your children and their children.